If you would turn with me in your Bibles to 1 Peter chapter 3, I'm going to be focusing in on a single verse from 1 Peter chapter 3. And as you turn in your Bibles to our text, I want to tell you two stories. The first story is about an English man named Timothy Evans. Timothy Evans was executed in the year 1950 for the murder of his baby daughter. 16 years later, a commission was formed which found that it was more probable than not that Evans did not kill his daughter. Indeed, it was likely a serial killer named John Christie, who had been living with Evans, had killed the baby. The revelations had caused outrage throughout England. An innocent man had been put to death. It's an outrage. It's not right. The serial killer, Christie, should have been put to death for the murder and not Timothy Evans. Such stories evoke in us outrage. Now let me tell you about the second story, which is even more outrageous. While I don't know if Timothy Evans was really guilty or not, this second man I know for certain was innocent, but he was wrongly executed. The charges against him were never very clear, but the jury, if you can call it a jury, had found him guilty in their kangaroo court. You see, this man had some enemies in powerful places. He had criticized the elite and the powerful, and he was trying to dismantle the structures of organized crime from the inside out. He criticized the culture and the traditions, raising the ire of people big and small. When the case came to the governor, who had all authority to delay an execution or to free him altogether, the governor had found reasonable doubt that this man was guilty of any crime. In fact, the governor believed this man was innocent, and his wife thought so too. But as politicians are wont to do, the governor looked at public opinion polls and found that freeing him would have political consequences, jeopardizing his already fragile relationship with the people. So the governor let the people execute a man he knew to be completely innocent. An innocent man was put to death. It was an outrage. It was a travesty. It was a scandal. The system of justice had failed, and a good man lost his life because of it. But there's another side to this story. You see, unlike the first man, Timothy Evans, this man chose to die. He knew that he would suffer and die even though he was a good and a just and a righteous, innocent man. He knew that he was not being put to death for crimes which he had committed.